The Smoke Ring by Larry Niven. Prologue. Discipline. The planet below him was hidden to all of Charles's senses, save for the neutrino screen, the Nudar. What had been a gas giant planet a billion years ago was still a world 2.5 times the size of the Earth. An egg of rock and nickel iron, hidden in world-sized storms. The storms spread out into a cloudy ring, occupying the entirety of Goldblatt's world's orbit around the neutron star. Charles watched storms spin outward from the gas giant. Streams of fog and cloud and dust ran slow near the smoke ring's outer rim, faster at the smoke ring median, faster yet as they neared Lavoie's star, and everywhere there were flattened whirls of hurricane. The gravity gradient was savage this near the ancient neutron star. The innermost limits of the smoke ring circled Lavoie's star every 2 hours. The smoke ring was tinged with green. It had its own billion-year-old ecology, and somewhere in that cloud were men. The temptation to go to them was a constant low-level irritant. When moving between stars, discipline burned the near-infinite hydrogen of interstellar space. But discipline had been at rest for a long time now, and onboard fuel was limited. Refueling could not have progressed far when the mutiny came. Charles's supply of deuterium-tritium mix was finite.